Hi, this is Allison Stanfield with ArtBizCoach.com. Welcome to this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast, which contains tips for taking charge of your art career. It's the audio version of the newsletter with the same name, available free to subscribers at ArtBizCoach.com. This week, I want to talk to you about unifying your e-marketing efforts. Got your website? Check. You got your blog? Check. Got an e-newsletter? Check. Are they working for you? Are they driving people from your website to your blog and from your newsletter to your blog and website? Be sure you're thinking of your e-marketing in total. Each element isn't separate, but is part of a web, your network of strategic e-marketing. You see me do this each week in the newsletter, in this podcast. I tend to send people to my website through links about classes and events or within the body of the text of the newsletter. I send people to my ArtBiz blog with some sort of enticement at the end of the newsletter, as well as a list of what they'll find on the blog at the bottom of each issue. And it works. Mondays, the day when my newsletter comes out, are by far the busiest day on my blog. You can start to unite your e-marketing efforts by making sure your links are in order. Link to your blog on every page of your website. Make it a prominent link. And by the way, don't call it a journal, call it a blog, because that's what people are going to be looking for. Link to your website in a prominent place on your blog. But don't stop there. Make sure you link to web pages, your web pages, frequently, at least once a week, in your blog posts, so that your words can help drive people to your website rather than them having to click on a static link. Link to both your website and blog in your e-newsletter. You can make it a navigation link in the newsletter, but also, like with your blog, insert links within your text to drive more traffic. Put your blog and your website links in your signature block, which is automatically attached to the end of every email you send out. Be sure that these links have the http://. In front of the rest of your URL. Adding this will make it clickable in email programs, and you don't want to make it difficult for anyone to click on your link. You don't want them to have to copy and paste a link into their web browser, because most people aren't going to do that. So make it easy by putting this http://in front of all your links in your email. Just get into this habit. Now, one of the resources I posted on the blog on Monday is about branding your email. Be sure to take a look at that. Finally, add your blog feed to your Facebook profile. I'm a novice at Facebook and other social networking sites. I've had so many requests and events that I don't respond to, and if yours is one of them, I truly apologize, but I just haven't figured it out yet. But I have figured out the blog feed thing, and if I can do it, you can too. I import my blog as what I think is called a mini feed through the application called Notes. You can edit your import settings to add your blog to your Facebook profile. Know this, like everything else, e-marketing takes effort. In order to reap results, you must think of each component as part of a strategy, a long-term strategy. Think about this. Are you doing all you can to cross-promote your online presence? Do this. Unify your e-marketing. Write down the things that I mentioned in this podcast and go through your website, blog, e-newsletter, and email. Work through them one step at a time until you feel confident that you've boosted the probability of driving more people to your website and blog. Now, to get you to my blog, I'm posting links to a bunch of other resources in the Monday entry, that's Monday, February 25th, 2008, on the ArtBiz blog. These are resources that will help you as you're unifying your e-marketing efforts. Just go to artbizblog.com, and again, that's the February 25th entry. Thanks so much for listening to this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. I look forward to sharing something new with you again next week. In the meantime, be sure to check out everything at artbizcoach.com.